Thank you for calling the Inspirational Voice Message Line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you peace and calm today and in the days ahead. Our scripture reading today is from Philippians 1, verses 3 through 8. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you. Because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. May God bless the reading and hearing of Scripture. This message is from Paul to the Philippian Christians, and it's a message and tale of thanksgiving, of gratitude. He often acknowledges the problems that the church and the congregation face, but also offers a positive spin on the bright side of things, and implores all of us to, although acknowledge that there are problems and that there are issues to discuss, those should not discourage us. And those should not allow us to not move forward. We have to understand that if we live in faith in Christ, we can overcome those issues and we can overcome those problems. I think in today's society, those are probably the biggest thing, is that this is a tale of thanksgiving and a tale of gratitude. And often it's a better soundbite to dwell in the negative and dwell with what is wrong with us instead of what unites us. To me, this is a situation in which we have to have faith that Christ will get us through. And we have to have faith that Christ can overcome these problems, these trials, and these tribulations. And we understand that our faith in God is what gets us to the next day. Let us now turn to God in prayer. Dear God, thank you for bringing us together on a day like this. Thank you for bringing us together through so many different mediums. Although we cannot be together as a family in the church or we are home, we can at least connect in these ways, whether it's on an inspirational voice message line or whether it's through a Zoom call or whether it's through a phone call or a conference call or a socially distant meeting with friends. Thank you for bringing us together to feel more like a family. In today's society, it's very easy to not have faith in you and not believe that you can help us overcome things. But when have you ever not been there for us? When have you not been there to guide us through tough times, challenging times? And now is no different. So please, bring us back together as a church family, but also allow us that can't be together to feel your grace and to feel your wisdom and to understand that our faith in you is what gets us through. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for listening today, and we hope we have gotten you some peace and calm today, and we will talk to you very soon.